The next patient is Clifford Abels, the third. First name, CLIFFORD, middle initial M, last name, Alpha, Beta, Lima, Echo, Sierra, the third. Clinical case of an 81-year-old white male that has a history of chronic kidney disease that is stage 3A. The latest laboratory workup that we have available was done on March the 13th of 2024, in which the serum creatinine is 1.4, the BUN is 24, and the estimated GFR is 48. The patient has no assessment of the urine in this laboratory workup in terms of albumin creatinine ratio or protein creatinine ratio. Period. Following number. This patient has what I think is reflux nephropathy associated to reflux nephropathy causing the CKD 3A. In January 11 of 2024, the patient had a CT scan of the abdomen without the IV contrast, in which in the urinary system there was significant bilateral hydronephrosis and hydroureters. And these ureters are dilated up to the ureterovesical junction. No obvious masses were seen, period. In the pelvis, the prostate is enlarged and protrudes into the thick-walled, trabeculated, distended urinary bladder. No radiopaque calculi in the bladder, period. The patient has been evaluated by the urologist, and the urologist is recommending some type of procedure, and he wanted to discuss the case before before his consent for the procedure that has been proposed. I am not sure whether or not it's a cystometrogram or a cystoscopy. Period. It is my impression that this condition should be taken care of as soon as possible. Following number, atrial fibrillation that is on Eliquis. The patient had a short period of hematuria recently, no more than a week ago. It lasted for a few hours. Period. Following number, sleep apnea on CPAP. Following number, iron deficiency anemia associated to the above mentioned processes. We are going to refer the patient to the urology group at the university in Tampa after the lengthy discussion with the patient. Dr. Medinzi, thanks a lot for your kind referral. We'll keep you posted with the follow-up.